There's been a lot going on. Let's see. What do you want to talk about first?
I don't know. I mean, it is International Women's Day.
Oh, you brought it up before me. I was going to bring it up.
Oh, was it a race?
No, it wasn't
a
race.
Was I mansplaining? Did I just mansplain International Women's Day right now?
Well, you already put attitude in it. I would have been like, I wanted to use it against you. Like, I wanted you to say something.
I'd be you
like,
would want to use international. It as a weapon. On International Women's Day, you want to use International Women's Day as a weapon.
Yeah, well, I
that is what all women are doing right now. That's how women celebrate International Women's Day, is using it against men.
Well, I've learned some facts to prove that this is all repercussion and that you guys had it coming. In this past week and a half.
International Women's Day was going to come?
Like, no, that men had it coming.
Guys, one of these days, we're going to get a day. And we're gonna piss you off all day on the internet. So the repercussions.
Did you know that the first law that was written and enforced in like a new societal state when people went from, you know, to the rule of law, was that women couldn't have two husbands. Number one.
Yeah. I understand that, though.
Yeah.
Because women are, you know, like kind of sneaky and conniving. Mm-hmm. And then those two husbands will end up just murdering each other. Mm-hmm. Because of all the back and forth games that she would play.
Oh, yeah.
Like, men have two wives and they become sister wives.
No brother husbands out there.
women have two husbands and it's like, okay, new law. This shit isn't working out.
It's called murder buddies.
Yeah, murder buddies. That's exactly what two husbands, that's what it became. It became murder buddies.
Yeah.
So... yeah, that's funny. So is that why men had it coming? Because women can only have one guy at a time.
Well, and when men started writing and shit,
okay,
they started being like, we're better than you people.
You people being women.
Yeah, like they started to, like, so when people first started writing.
Are you trying to tell me that men invented snobbery?
Well, listen to the whole.
I honestly thought that was going to be a woman invention.
So you have to hear the whole story.
Okay.
So because some societies that perhaps invented writing, they made it a real elite thing to be able to learn to write. But it also had to do with the fact that they didn't have the alphabet yet. They had a ton of different symbols. So it was really complicated to learn, right? And but then a group of people decided that everybody had to learn how to read and write. And they were going to be like done under, like they were going to live under law.
Was it Hammurabi?
Yeah.
Was it?
I think so.
Hammurabi's code?
Yeah. It was.
I'm familiar with Hammurabi.
Okay.
I mean, if anybody's familiar with ancient aliens, they're familiar with Hammurabi.
Really? Where do they all tie in?
Well,
because did aliens bring us the alphabet?
I mean, maybe they brought us the code. Maybe they brought us Hammurabi's law. I mean, maybe Hammurabi was an alien. Who knows? I don't want to get into all that right now. This is about women.
Yeah, well, he's writing laws. I don't know if he was. But yeah, he was. Did you know that the before they were called Hebrews, they were called something else? And
Sodomites?
No, it was like another H word for the people that, you know, eventually became Israelites and Jews and everything. But the way they translated their name was Dirty Travelers. And that's just fact. Okay. That made me laugh. That's all not right. Racist.
Wait, what's not racist? The fact, because it is a fact that, yes, that is what they were called. That's what it translates into.
Yeah.
But it's also a fact that you laughed about it.
So did you. We all did.
All right, so Jews, they're really stuck.
Yeah.
Because they just get kicked out of one place or another. They just keep getting chased
out. That's because
out of
they are this bunch of people that, like, so everybody was living.
Where are we about to go right now? I mean, we already skated by not being racist a second ago.
So at the time being, everybody had lots of gods, right? And they were worshiping all these gods, and they had goddess gods, and they had stories of where, how the earth came, humans came to be and the earth came to be had like a mother in it and it was birth and it was all, you know, like this was the life they were living. People were polygamous. People had different gods. People didn't fight with each other because everybody had different gods. Like you could have whatever gods you wanted, you know, like
yeah,
it was whatever. And so then
Kobe.
Israelites came around and they were like, no, everybody's going to learn to read and write and everybody's going to follow these laws because we're not going to live by the law of might anymore. We're going to live by, you know, rules and we're all going to be civilized and do this together. And they started writing all these laws and like their laws were their first laws were that, you know, you can't draw pictures of God and that there's one God. It's this yeah. dude.
It's like, listen, how do we tell most of these people that they fucking suck at art? I'm sick and tired of having to look at all this fucking dumb art. All right, listen, no more. What do people draw most? Listen, no more drawing gods. No more showing people pictures of gods. How about that? You can draw, just no more showing people pictures.
Yeah.
If you show someone a picture of, would they cut their hand off?
They was very, it was very punished. Like very it was severe. More punished than murdering somebody.
Yeah. Because being shown constant shitty pictures makes you want to murder. And that's a bigger crime.
Yeah, yeah.
Murdering somebody is one crime, but creating murderers.
It's really your fault.
With your shitty pictures.
So now they've got this one God and like you can't draw him. So the only way you can talk about him or like revere him is by writing about him. So everybody's got to learn to write about him. And because these writings are, you know, like, that is God, like then the people, you know, the people that write the books can, you know, now they're creating God in these papers. It's yeah. a lot of power.
That is a lot of power.
And there's right and there's wrong now because there's one God. And if your God isn't my God, your God's wrong.
So before then, there was no right or wrong?
No. And it was just like people were just living lives. And it was like the stories would like praise people to lie if they were like getting their way, if they were getting it done. You know, there was the morals weren't
That's
as
woman culture.
Well, yeah, and everybody was worshiping female goddesses, and it was everyone was having a good time.
Yeah, but it was chaos. It was terrifying.
Don't you love a little chaos?
I do, but not woman chaos. That is...
So we should... that's what women should get to celebrate on International Women's Day.
Wait, like, they should get to celebrate what?
Chaos. Like, I don't want to go to a march. Yeah. Like, I'm not going to go walk down the street.
I knew that's what this is about. I knew that's what women really wanted on International Women's Day, was to start destroying things woman way.
Yeah. You know,
I don't want to break things. I just want to really fuck people up emotionally.
Yeah, just one day. And I get, it's like April Fool's Day, right? Yeah. Like, you get to just mess with people, like, nah, just be like, woman's full day.
Yeah, it's like you got like a dude crying in his office, like, gotcha.
Yeah. That's how this day should be celebrated.
Yeah, nah, that'd be, I don't know. I don't know if that'd make the world a better or worse place. I'm willing to try it. I'm willing to implement it.
Yeah.
See what happens.
Okay.
That's one step closer to the purge, I think. I think that's going to be.
It becomes purge. Or men get their day.
Exactly.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
It's like, all right, you get to destroy people emotionally one day out of the year. You get to really fuck people up. However, we just get an International Men's Day, and that's where it starts.
Yeah. You get to do men things. Use a mic.
So just one day. Just one day. just to celebrate #. No big deal. And like the whole time, like the guy is like holding a torch next to one of those Acme bowling ball bombs.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, no big deal. I just want to, just one day, we're just going to celebrate. Yeah. I was thinking about this the other day because we've been having a little bit of not a battle of the sexes, so to speak, but. We don't, neither one of us like doing paperwork.
Yeah.
Right? And it sucks and things get kind of pushed back and sometimes late and we kind of have to do paperwork in a rush. And I stand by that a woman should do the paperwork. I stand by that. Here's the deal. Did you hear about Nicki Minaj and her husband?
No, I did not hear about Nicki Minaj and her husband.
Her husband was arrested because he failed to register as a sex offender in a new place that they moved. You see what I'm saying?
I have no idea what these eyebrows are trying to tell me. No, I have no clue.
She should have did the paperwork.
Why is he a registered sex offender?
I don't know, but that's what she chose to marry. I know that much. Or stay with. So he was a registered sex offender because he had an attempted sexual assault back in the day.
Even more disturbing.
Yeah, it is. No. It's kind of weird. It's kind of weird. It's like, you didn't do it, but you were gonna. You were definitely gonna, dude. Yeah, you're gonna have to tell people about that. Yeah, you were criminally gonna. Yeah, so he's a register. Either way, do the paperwork, Nicki Minaj.
Why shouldn't he should do the paperwork? He did that crime.
She shouldn't have married a sex offender.
That doesn't just because a woman has to take some sort of flaws with a man that they married doesn't mean that she has to do the paperwork.
That's the
for
paperwork
him.
You got to do.
Why? Why do women have to do the paperwork on the
because
men?
Because men have to build and hammer shit and like kill things.
Yeah,
you have to kill things. Men have to kill things, right?
What have you killed?
I just killed a bug last night.
You do
literally
have to kill the bugs,
night.
Yeah.
I literally killed that bug.
You'd better kill all
you
the bugs.
You can't dot a few
house.
I's and cross a few T's. Goodness gracious, so I can stay out of prison? I just don't want to go to jail for the crimes I almost didn't commit. That's a ridiculous. All of that is just ridiculous to me. But still. You got to do the paperwork.
I don't know. Stop telling me to do the paperwork on International Women's Day. What is wrong with you?
I'm just saying, on International Women's Day, I think you have to accept some accountability.
Some. You say it like, I don't do any paperwork. Or that women don't do paperwork.
I didn't say that. I just said if I was a registered sex offender, I'd probably be in prison right now because you wouldn't do the paperwork.
Not for that crime. That's what I'm saying. Not for that one. You have to do that one yourself.
You shouldn't choose. If you're with me, you're with my paperwork. If you choose me, you choose my paperwork.
I didn't submit to your paperwork yet. We haven't done anything on paperwork. I haven't signed anything. There's nothing with our signatures on it.
Our kids, that is your vow to do paperwork for the house. Yeah. See?
Yeah.
You want our kids
you went
running
there.
Around with
you
a dad that could be arrested because you didn't do my registered sex offender paperwork?
Ooh, true there.
I don't want to even let me stop diminishing being because I when I got caught peeing outside by that cop, one of the crimes that if he would have charged me with, I would have been a registered sex offender.
I would
have been
left
open
you.
Lewdness.
We didn't have children yet. I would have.
We
left
had children.
You.
We had family.
I would have left you. One is not that many.
No, you can't create a single. You can't create a single father, single parent household because I pissed on a wall. Because I pissed on not like listen, this guy definitely looked like he was gonna rape a chick. There was a story. Speaking of International Women's Day,
okay.
There was a woman. She got double hand replacements. I think she was in India or China or somewhere where. People lose their hands on trains frequently.
Oh, India. Oh, yeah. Either of them. Yeah.
Right? It's
yeah.
like one of those places.
Yeah.
And then she got, she lost both hands. She had double hand replacement. The hands that she got were from a guy.
Yeah. Why'd they do that?
Because that was the most immediate, like hand replacements are tough because you have to, it has to be a blood match.
Yeah.
Right? And then it has to be similar size, like similar bone structure kind of.
Yeah.
So it was a little guy.
Yeah,
you know, a little guy losing his hands out there.
She has a little guy hands, huh? Yeah.
Well, hear me out. So she got these hand replacements, and he was a little bit of a darker fella than her.
Yeah.
And after I don't remember how much time it said, but after a little bit of time, the hands changed colors to match her skin tone, and her fingers started to slender, like they became her
what?
Hands. Yeah.
This happened in China.
Yeah. That's some China. Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, I think China's trying to get us.
With the flu?
First
it was lantern flies. Then it was the Wuhan flu.
Exactly, right?
And now?
The last two big invasions that we had to worry about came from China.
Yeah.
The lantern flies, which I have a whole conspiracy that kind of developed about this.
Yeah.
Almost instantaneously. So you have the coronavirus.
Yeah.
Right. Which also came from China. Now we have to dig into some of our facts about each of these things. So lantern flies, what do?
They poop on the trees and kill them.
Kill them. Not just trees, but all vegetation and plant life. Anything that they eat, they shit on and destroy. When I did a show at this winery, or no, it was a brewery, and I had a joke about the lantern flies, and the person that owned the brewery said they ruined all of our hops,
yeah,
or barley, or yeah, whatever it grows.
The beer stuff?
Yeah, they shit on it.
Yeah.
You know? And like lantern flies, like rappers just shitting on.
I know.
Yo, I shit on that. Yeah, I shit on your hops. I shit on your barley.
Damn lantern flies.
Yeah. So they, so that's just destroying the crops, mm-hmm, right? And keep in mind that Trump just signed this huge deal with China to export a bunch of food grown by farmers.
Farmers where?
In America.
Oh, okay.
Like American farmers are going to grow this. They're getting some of that money.
Yeah.
As subsidies, right? So, and they're going to export it's like a $15 billion deal.
Okay.
So what happens though if the food is suddenly scarce because the lantern flies are shitting on everything?
Yeah.
And they have this $15 billion deal with China, but they also have to feed us here. Now we're in a food crisis.
Okay.
Right? So that's just...
But we weren't in a food crisis.
We weren't, but we could be. Right? Especially if you add a pandemic, the coronavirus.
Yeah.
Add that to the mix.
Yeah.
All of a sudden...
Commerce is killed. Like, it's good, like, shipping and stuff. And like,
'cause we don't make anything anymore.
Yeah.
Everything's made in China, so they own all of our manufacturing.
Yeah.
Right? They just not even that they own it, they just have it in their country.
Yeah.
And their laws, or they could just like, no, this is ours now.
Yeah.
You know, because you owe us $15 billion for all the food that you're not giving us, so we own all of your manufacturing. Say goodbye to Nikes. Right?
Yeah.
So, but they also...
But they don't even have to do that. You just become a country that's on the list, and we're like, we're not importing stuff from there anymore, are we? Like, no, the travel...
They can just start exporting our goods.
Yeah.
Because they're producing them.
Yeah.
So now China is making money from Apple, making money from Nike. So then you have... Okay, so the coronavirus is... Antibiotics is something that helps deal with it. Most of the ingredients that make antibiotics come from China. Mm-hmm. China is responsible for 95% of the antibiotics in America and 100% of the coronavirus.
Wait, really? 95%? Is that a fact? Is that a real fact?
It's a fact.
Is that a jacked fact?
It's either 90 or 95. These are actual facts. These are numbers. These are the numbers.
Okay.
These are some good jacked numbers.
Yeah.
Yeah. So... it's scary, right?
Yeah, you should think China's... Well, like, now do we blame Trump? Did Trump push China
Trump
too far?
No, Trump didn't push. But China's just... They're patient. They've been around for thousands of years.
Yeah, they're ninjas. We know.
Yeah. Well, ninjas are Japanese. No big deal. Yeah. I mean, I just love anime.
Samurai. But,
Samurais are also Japanese, but no big deal.
Damn. They're...
No, I think Chinese. I think samurais are... I don't know. I don't know anymore. I'm so confused. But that it's just... I don't know. It's just weird. It's just...
That's all you're saying?
That's all I'm saying. I'm just putting it out there.
You're just putting it out there.
It's a little bit of a hard to digest.
Yeah, yeah.
Conspiracy. It's scary. It's a scary conspiracy.
It is a scary thing. One.
All I know is I just connected some dots. I haven't verified this. And when I say I haven't verified this, I haven't heard other conspiracy theorists pop this out.
That's how you verify your conspiracy theories.
I'm like, oh no! I just start putting things together myself.
Yeah.
So it just seems kind of, again, you got this super patient power nation,
yeah,
over there, because they've been around for thousands of years, and they just think they're going to be around for thousands more. So they're like, okay, it might not be in my lifetime that we implement this gorgeous plan, but what we'll do is we'll, you know, hit them financially, hit them in their food, and then give them a fucking crisis.
And they're like giving people new body parts now. Like, they're doing that with hands. It's only a matter of time before they do it with the rest of the bodies. Here's a new head. Now you can live forever.
Again, I don't know if that was China or not. I mean, like, when you get this deep into investigative journalism, you got to, like, you know, you got to make sure that, yeah. Yeah. So that's, you know, that's all I'm saying is we were talking about women, but you brought up China, as you often do. So, yeah. What else you got?
Oh,
I got another conspiracy.
This is conspiracy heavy today.
Yeah. This is a little bit more of a fun conspiracy.
Okay.
All right. So, you know how McDonald's, because other fast food restaurants are not nearly as restrictive on sauce as McDonald's has become. Okay?
Yes.
So McDonald's didn't used to be this restrictive on sauce. As a matter of fact, you used to go to McDonald's because they would just give you all the sauces.
Those sauces
don't cost anything, man. Yeah. They just give you a bucket of sauces. You want all the sweet and sour? Nobody gets it, dude. You want it all? Take it, right? So, and then they started getting restrictive about sauces.
Yeah.
So here's what I think happened. This is my conspiracy, right? So basically, they couldn't stop all of the angry teenage black girls that work at McDonald's. They couldn't stop them from undersaucing customers that they didn't like.
Yeah.
Right? And they were getting too many, like, well, we got this much sauce before. Why can't we get it this time? And blah, blah, blah. It was, like, too much of a thing.
Yeah.
And since they couldn't police the angry teenage black girls.
Yeah.
They were just like, you know what? Just one sauce. And if they want more, charge them. And then, like, that, like.
So it's no sauce for anybody.
Of course the angry teenage black girl is going to enforce. Dude, they love enforcing that one sauce rule. It's insane. It's an insane thing.
It's a good. That's a big power to have over people.
It is.
The one sauce. Look at you like going at teenage black girls now. Like,
in China. And I'm just making my way around the world. I'm not. Well, I mean, I think I'm right about that.
You think you're right about that?
I think I'm right about that. I think it was such, because that is definitely something that they would do. I would go to McDonald's sometimes and I would see.
And you'd get all the sauce, wouldn't you?
I would see them flex. It would be back and forth. It would be one customer would get a lot of sauce and one customer would get no sauce.
But personally, like, you got a lot of sauce.
It was back and forth for me. I never know if they're going to love me or hate me.
Okay.
I'll always go in there and I'll be myself.
Yeah.
Angry black female customer service workers are 50-50 with me.
Did the people at Jamaica D's like you today?
I don't think they like the mustache. No. I don't think the mustache is hitting in Jamaica D's.
And they didn't care that you had teeth now?
No, dude, they crushed me today. So I've seen them do this to people before because I go often enough and I see how they, like, you know, shit on people.
Yeah.
They were fighting with each other to not have to wait on me. Like, it was like the line was zipping.
Yeah.
It was zipping. Everybody, like, as soon as one person ordered, was like, the next person was coming over. Next. Then it gets to me. And all of a sudden, there's this long pause. The line's building up behind them. They're back there, like, laughing. Like, you know, like, you know, it's like, what the fuck is happening? This is ridiculous. So then I order my food. And she is just trying to find issue with everything that I'm saying. And I figured it out because I order multiple things.
Yeah.
And what they do, because they serve a lot of platters.
Yeah.
And that's the main thing that they serve. So if you ask them for a platter, you say, can I get one large jerk chicken, double mac, string beans?
I hate places that, like, this is how you have to order,
right?
Like,
you gotta say it right.
Yeah, you know, I can't,
like,
handle
otherwise
it.
Otherwise, it's like, what did you say?
Yeah,
like, and then you're like, I just macaroni and cheese twice. I don't want because it just says sides. I can get three sides, but I want macaroni and cheese, string beans. You mean double mac? Like,
it doesn't say okay. That.
I just want to, just because. So, you know, I've been picking up the lingo. So, like, every time I come back, I'm a little sharper.
Yeah.
So they have a little less to complain about.
Yeah.
So what they do is if you order, and they're not this way with women. They treat every man this way.
Every day should be International Women's Day.
It is there. It is at Jamaica D's. Dude, it is, they treat, like, men order, because you know sometimes you have to order and they're a little backed up. They have to wait for each other to move out of each other's way.
Yeah.
So them making your food can take a little bit.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why they write the what you're getting on the bottom of the clamshell that they put in it. So you got all these guys waiting around just looking at each other like, you know, signing with each other, like, and then rolling their eyes like, these bitches.
Yeah.
Like, the way these bitches are talking to us in here, these bitches. Can you believe the way these bitches we in here ordering good food. That's all we want is good food. They lucky they food so fucking good.
I don't have to take this. I could go get this somewhere else.
Dude, every dude tips.
Yeah.
I think this is part of their scheme.
This is how they make a lot of tips.
Because every dude tips out of spite, as if to say, remember your fucking attitude?
I'm still a good guy.
Yeah, exactly. This is who you were mean to, bitch. Each dollar left is one bitch. Bitch. Or just, I guess the tip is a bitch and each dollar is like an exclamation mark. It's like bitch, bitch. Yeah, it's man. They're running a racket.
Yeah.
They're running a racket.
They know what they're doing.
And they let it be known, too, because, like, when a woman comes, it's like, oh, girl. And the woman's like, this is my first time here. I don't know what's happening. It's, like, too warm. It's too warm.
And, like, any race woman, they take care of them
any
all?
Any race woman.
That sounds like a lovely place.
They also, again, I feel like they treat white guys the same way they treat women, which is a little shitty. It's a little shitty. It's racist.
Yeah.
It's racist. You know. Because they would guilt tip, too.
They would.
They would.
Yeah.
You know. So, oh, God, man, what a bitch. Yeah. No, so they were she was trying to find issue with everything that I said.
Yeah.
So, and what they do is, like, if a guy orders the platter, she'll write down what he's saying, and then she'll just go and start making it.
Yeah.
She doesn't wait for him to finish ordering.
Yeah.
As soon as he's finished ordering the one platter, she goes and starts making it. Then she comes back. And then so now the guy has to order his other thing. And then when he orders it, she rolls her eyes, throws her hands back.
Are you the guy?
It doesn't matter. I've seen her do it to three guys there today. I've seen her do it. Like, this literally happened today. Like, we're literally, me and three guys are just like having a, like a silent, like shoulder shrugging, head to the side, tilt, eye rolling thing.
Yeah.
You know? So it was, so I have the trick now. So what I do is I order the, because I always get an order of the 6-piece sweet and spicy wings,
because
they're so good. I got 2 orders today.
You always talk about how good these wings are, I know you brought me 2 home today.
You
brought 2 me home.
Almost the whole 2 orders.
I got to try I got to try one today.
You got those. I almost ate 2 whole orders.
I know.
And now I'm like, man, maybe I should be getting 2 orders every time I come here. So I order those first.
Mm-hmm.
And then I start trying to order the platter. But she did it. She walked away on me.
Nah.
And then she came back and she was like, what kind of wings do you want? What wings do you want? And I was like, sweet and spicy. She said, sweet and spicy, these wings or these wings? I'm like, what the fuck is happening here? The ones you always grab when I order these wings. Can you please stop trying?
What, does she have 2 sweet and spicy wings?
No, she doesn't. There were sweet and spicy wings that are like the ones that you tasted.
Yeah.
And then there are other wings that are naked that she can put different sauce on.
But you probably don't know what you're talking about.
It's the same. It's on the board.
She's treating you like people treat a woman. She's like, you don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, but women don't know what they're talking about. That's different.
And then women guilt tip all different. The time. Take my money.
No, women don't guilt tip. Women love tip. You cannot. Women are the worst tippers. If you don't make a woman feel like a queen in a place in the service industry.
Yeah.
Like, she will write a terrible Yelp review.
That's true.
You know, it's.
That's true.
Women are very extreme with what they expect out of their.
You're definitely a better tipper than I am.
Yeah, that was like this. So I saw.
I've become a better tipper, though.
You have become a better tipper, and so this woman, I watched a church a black church lady's spite tip out of a love tip.
What?
Right? She didn't quite get the system. She didn't. She doesn't know that they're shitty to men, amazing to women.
Yeah.
She's dealing with a woman. She's seeing men being dealt with around her.
Yeah.
So the woman she's dealing with is amazing. The women around her are monsters. She's looking at them and the way they're treating people, and she's like, like clutching her pearls. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. She's like, oh my God, I thank God I didn't get one of those to help me. Good Lord, they're terrifying.
Like, what if I have to pay them at the cash register? Yeah. Please don't leave me. Don't leave me.
They're like the Monstars from NBA Jams.
Yeah.
So she goes, she gives the woman a tip, and they have a place where you put the tips inside this tube. A lot of guys, yeah, just like a tube, so they don't get to see who technically they don't get to see. But a lot of guys leave it on the counter.
Yeah.
It's say like, what you gonna do? And then they walk away. Yeah, and then they walk away angrily. Like, what you gonna do? Make me come back and put that shit in the tube? I dare you, I fucking will. Yeah. I will come back and give that tip to you in your damn tube. But so the woman says to her, she goes, oh no, you can just put it right there in there, you know, in the tube. And she goes, I don't want to put it in the tube. I want this to go directly to you.
I don't want the monsters to take it from you.
Said, I don't want any of them to have this.
Yeah.
You know, it was like $8. Yeah. Like, calm down, lady. Calm down. But it was like, it was ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's a spite. That's how women spite take.
Yeah. This is for you.
Yeah, yeah. This is, you know. Yeah, this is a woman heavy episode so far. How about that?
Yeah, the woman, you feel the energy. It's a full moon. It's a woman's day.
It is a woman's day. You had a woman's day.
I did. I left the family and went and fought yesterday.
Yeah, that's pretty sick.
Yeah, it's a good with a woman friend.
With my woman, with your murder buddy.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah. That is pretty sick. You guys were on like a warrior's quest together.
Uh huh.
You met in a place. Jumped in.
Well, we met at our gym. We met at our home dojo. Yeah, yeah. And then we...
let's meet at the dojo and bow.
We gave hugs to people. It was like, you know, yeah, it was like, send us off to batter.
Yeah. That is what you guys did.
Yeah, we did.
You came and forced people to send you off to battle. you sent me off the battle storm people. You stormed us. You stormed the gym and was like, hey, we're going to go fight, guys. Guys.
Our gym supported us beautifully.
What do you want to say? Is there anything you want to say about it? So yeah, Ansley, and a good friend of the family of us, Mary Jo Butterly, wife of Tim Butterly. Tim Butterly, shout out to Dad Me Podcast. What up? And you know, she is looking to compete. She's competing. She's looking to compete more.
Mm-hmm.
You two went to a place that was having an in-house tournament, a small gym.
Yeah.
That was hot.
It was a very, very nice run tournament. Nice people. They were really cool.
Yeah.
But it was hot. It was tiny.
I'm not shitting on the place.
No.
What I'm trying to do is enhance the quality of your Warriors quest.
Yes, it was.
Let me work here.
Sorry. Okay. Sorry. You're really good at this. Sorry.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Here we go.
There were like 80 fights or 80 people. I forget which one. 80 people, I think.
Yeah.
For the adults. There was a lot of people in there.
Yeah. A lot of people. And each of you were going there without the support system that has typically come to tournaments with you.
The husbands.
Yeah. And family.
And
period.
Family, because
we're both families with three kids.
Yeah.
So typically if we're coming to support you, we're bringing
the crew's coming.
Right? It's the whole crew. But whether husband or whole family, you guys had each other and your teammates only.
Yeah.
As a support system, and only one other teammate competed with you guys.
Yeah.
You know, he was a male teammate and a coach.
Yeah.
So it was the four of you guys on
and
a Warriors.
Anahi was there too.
So she's another coach.
Yeah, another coach.
Know. But she's a support, female support system.
Yeah.
It's just a small band.
It was a small
of
band.
People
of
from our dojo.
Yeah. We were out
went
there.
On a Warriors quest.
We did.
Together, right?
We did.
So we're Ainsley in competes trenches. In jiu-jitsu tournaments. If you're joining us, if you're new to us, thank you for coming to Two Jack Bros and giving us a shot. You know, check out all the other episodes. Give us a rating and review. We didn't used to ask for that before because we thought we were being a little
Zen.
Coy. Yeah. Like, no, we don't want people to have to do that because we just want people to enjoy it and not have to feel obligated to anything. And then we learned about algorithms and it's like, oh no, please like it. Please rate it.
We need you.
Yeah, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. We did not. We were wrong. We were wrong. So yeah. But anyway, so Ainsley goes on his warrior's quest.
Yeah.
With Mary Jo. And you guys both fought your butts off, learned a lot about competing. So here's what's fun, because, and this is something that is going to happen to you the higher you get up in these competitions, because you're starting to have a name, right? You know, you got a high ranking, you were ranked number one in your weight class for the IBJJF. People who compete, they look at these things. They see your name, they know who you are, right?
Yeah.
So, but also you are a fan of people and you've been a fan of this prodigal.
Yeah.
This family of prodigies in jiu-jitsu. And these people have been in like jiu-jitsu magazines and they've been covered.
Yeah.
As a prodigy, as a family of at least the one is a prodigy.
Yeah. I think they're all I've heard people say that they think other, like I've heard people name different ones of the siblings and be like, "Oh, that's the one."
Yeah.
Like
They're
all pretty talented.
And you had to compete against one of these prodigies.
Yeah.
One of these she's a famous child jiu-jitsu person.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is hilarious.
Yeah.
So, was she 15?
15.
Built like a tank.
Yeah.
Man, her adult body is going to be interesting.
Yeah.
Like, what is that even going to turn into?
She's going to be solid, man.
Yeah. It's like she's going to turn into a different material.
Somebody that's been doing jiu-jitsu since they were like 5.
Yeah.
Like,
That's going to be interesting. So, our alarm went off. So we got to, we're a little pressed for time, but we'll finish talking about this.
Right? Yeah. Yeah.
So, okay. But you, I mean, this is like, you want to talk about like facing, like a monumental task. Like this is someone that you've been a fan of and you've been following and rooting for.
Yeah.
And even building up to be this. You know, because when people get separated from the herd and kind of hoisted up by the masses, it's hard to not separate them and see them as something different than the masses. Like, what is it going to be when I, you know, go up against this person who's famous for doing this?
Yeah.
Right? So, and you had to do that. You had to do that 3 times. You guys are the only 2 people in each other's weight class.
Yeah.
To go up against each other. And you had to fight her 3 times in a row. You had to try to corral this prodigal 15-year-old, like, solid bowling ball of a human being, you know, who just looks like strength.
Yeah.
You see her. It's like, goodness gracious. As a kid, like, even as a kid, I saw her at a different tournament one time, and you could just feel her walking.
Yeah.
By. It's just like, man, that's a strong human being.
There's 4 daughters, and they do, like, gymnastics, acrobatics together. They do, and so they have all these crazy poses of like lifting each other up in the air and stuff.
Yeah, so they got freak strength.
Yeah.
Upon freak strength. So, yeah. So, I mean, anything you wanted to say about that?
Before? Oh, it was a great experience, and it was, you know, I feel like it was weird because it was, you know, I lost 2 matches, I won 1 match. And so it was like every emotion at the same time, you know, because there was success, there was failure, there was like, I did it, there was like, I could have done better. And it like, you know, like part of me feels really good about it. And part of me is like, oh, but you could have won more, you know, like you won, you could have won, you know, you could have won, but like 2 instead of just 1. But like, it was also just a very cool experience. But like, and like even that, having that thought is like exciting because it's like, oh, I held my own, you know?
Yeah. I mean, so the order of it went, you lost 1, you won, and then you lost another.
Yeah.
Right. So when you won the middle one, did the sensation of this, her mythos kind of dissipate? Did she seem like less of an intimidating character after you got your win? Or does she still seem like a boss from a video game? She's like the final boss of Lord of the Flies.
Well, yeah,
like
I think
Lord
it was
of the Flies, the video game. You have to just fight one prodigal child after another.
I think it was like that, but like I had a moment during the second match where it was like, oh my gosh, she has a weakness. Like I could, there's like, you know, I can do this. I can, you know, like if you're playing a video game, like you figure out where you've got to it or like whatever. It's like, oh, you got to get it in the mouth, you know.
Oh, dear God.
But like not
she's
not that
15-year-old child is. Good God.
You
good
know what
God.
I mean. You know what I mean.
I do. I guess I do.
Now we have to register you.
Yeah, oh my God, now no. You have to do all this paperwork. Goodness gracious. Goodness gracious. So, but no, that's cool. That's cool. That's cool that you had that experience because again, like, and you know, each match and you can see in the video, like the people were all stopped to look at these matches and people were regarding these matches as two high level people going at each other.
Yeah.
Which is something that is, you also have to accept too.
Yeah. No, like that was like kind of a really cool feeling. It was like, yeah. Okay. Like, because I had been recently talking about that, like, wanting to be a fight that's fun to watch.
Yeah.
And I feel like, yeah, like, those kind of were fun to watch.
Yeah, I feel like those people didn't, you know, after you left that competition, they weren't like, why is she ranked so high?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
They were, it was like, holy shit, man.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Right? That's exciting.
Yeah.
It's exciting to know that you can, well, man, we're just living a good life.
Yeah.
Just out here, just fighting, just fighting.
Yeah.
Just out here, just fighting the good fight.
Yeah.
So, that's, you know, sort of jujitsu life that we talk about every now and again when Ansley's having competitions. I also compete sometimes too, not as frequently as Ansley does. So, although Tim Butter and I definitely have to murder Buddy up and go
you
on
do.
A warrior
we,
quest.
Yeah, you guys need that's, that experience.
And Rainey. And Mike Rainey. Also, shout out to Dad Meat, the other co-host of Dad Meat. Like, we should, the three of us just hop in a car and just, like, go somewhere and just fight some dudes. Let's go fucking twist up some accountants. You know what I mean?
International Dad Day.
Yeah. Let's go
can
purge.
Coin it, yeah.
Let's go purge, man. So, let's get these shout outs in because we should really start calling it.
Yes.
Right. I you know apologize that this episode isn't longer. Again, if you are with us, you know that we kind of like this is we have to live this podcast. It's part of our life. We have to kind of ease it in. So sometimes we're able to do it longer than others. We're usually able to hit that hour mark. And I know people have different commutes, but we do what we can.
Yeah,
we do what we can. I appreciate all of the positive vibes that you guys have been sending us about the podcast, about our connection. Oh my God, I forget his name, but he sent an amazing email about whether or not, I can check the screenshots. You start giving shout outs.
Well, thanks to everybody who said good luck to me and Mary Jo. That was like, we both enjoyed seeing that message before the fight. So all the people that are on that.
Yeah. Or you also could have just said thank you to those people on that, but no big deal.
Yeah.
Ansley is so impolite. She's learning. She was raised
Mary
by
Jo's
wolves.
Mary Jo is teaching me. Yeah. She's helping me. Give me some manners.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But definitely shout out to everybody in the Two Jack Bros Dojo on Facebook. Hop in there, people. Hop in there. We have a good time. And what was I looking for? Oh, screenshots. So, keep on shouting out.
So shout outs to all the Hearts family. I don't think I should be doing this. Chris Bruno, Kevin McGran, Courtney.
I got it.
Okay, thank you.
Stand down. All right, so I want to give this shout out to William. I'm sorry your last name didn't show up in the screenshot. I got your last name from your first name from the signature, but William sent a really nice email regarding whether or not comedians are shamans, and it was and we are trying to make a spiritual connection out there with the world. You know, we're doing it through comedy, but we're trying to also bring spirituality back, our way
with mother goddesses.
Don't you judge our way.
Yeah,
you can't judge the way women do things, and I have a woman, so that that's that.
Gotcha.
I got grandmothered in. And it was a cool email, though, but a cool little passage about shamans using humor to shaman.
Yeah.
shout out to William for that. It just made us feel really good and just feel like we were on the right path Because when we like,
he
when
gets
we,
us.
Yeah, because when we like connected with our mission to bring spirituality back through whatever it is we did, just to bring back human connection,
mm-hmm.
I felt like we've really picked it up a bit. And
yeah,
somebody noticed that.
Yeah,
and that's kind of neat. So. Shout out. Do you already shout out Kevin McGrann and Chris Bruno? Because I don't want to forget
them.
But you already shouted them out.
That,
so I'm
yeah.
not going to forget Kevin McGrann and Chris Bruno. So shout out to Mike Butler, Mike Levy, Liz Bott, Doc, Phil Clark, Kevin Stevens, Julian from Canada, and of course, Meg. Meg says so on Instagram. Check out her threads. And she also has a podcast that she's associated with. It's a sewing podcast.
Yeah,
that does pretty well. I forget what it was, what's called. I have to remember what it is, but I listened to one of the episodes. They have a good time.
Yeah,
Julian was talking about like trying to get you on their podcast.
Oh,
you'd
fun.
Enjoy it.
Yeah,
so that'd be fun. And then Kevin Lau, Mary Jo, Ansley's murder buddy, murder buddy quest partner.
Yes.
I don't even know. yeah, because
all of it.
We need labels.
It's
2020. You guys need a label for this.
Mm-hmm.
Nicole, Raj, Janelle, Courtney, Rick. Shout out Coach Rick. You know, he was there
yeah,
for you.
Yeah, he was awesome.
He is awesome. He was your Gandalf.
Yeah, he is.
He was your wizard on the quest. He was your quest wizard. And then Andrew Pace and his company, he's doing castgearnow.com. Check him out. Keith Butts, Kyle Hancock, Erica Daniels, Levi Mercer, Justin Masabi, Ezekiel Ellis, Logan, Ryan, Roger Downs, Joe Robb, Joe Francis and his girlfriend's company, Saved by the Wreath. Get your wreath concerns dealt with. With Saved by the Wreath. TJ James down under holding it down. He said he was okay with it.
Yeah.
Nick Cupsey. Comedian Nick Cupsey and his two books, one Lost in the Mail, the other one The Five People You Beat in Wawa. He has a book signing coming up that might kind of get like ruined by the coronavirus scare, but let's hope that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
And like put good vibes into the universe for Nick Cupsey's book signing. And don't remember who this old guy is. Again, I apologize. You were awesome. You made an impact on me, this old guy. Don't remember who you are. Once I remember, it's going to come to me. It's going to come to me. I'm going to write it down. And you did shout out Chris Bruno and Kevin McGrann, right? Because I don't want to forget them.
I did it.
You did it. Those are the shout outs. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you all the new people that came aboard. I know a lot of people have been coming to me recently from stand-up comedy, which has been, I've just been surging.
Yeah. You've had some pretty fun shows lately.
Yeah, I've just been having a good time. And, you know, with the purpose of also making a connection with people, to let people come back to this. Like, this is what I do now, technically. So, this is what...
You can't catch coronavirus from podcasts.
No, you cannot.
And we can still have that connection. So.
But if you can, we're going to give it to you. That's how deeply connected we are with everybody.
Yeah.
With everybody. Just it's out there. This is a carrier. I'm sorry. It's also got the cure. Whatever the cure is, it's also in this podcast.
Yeah.
It's just... I mean, I don't want to have to get into the way that the universe works right now. We don't have time.
Yeah.
But we love you guys. Thank you so much for listening.
It's your vaccination because it's got to inject you and then you get cured, you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. This is, listen, we don't know science. We don't know how medicine works. Thank you so much for listening to Jack Rose. I don't even know what episode it is anymore. You guys are the best. Thank you.
Night.